Amazon unveils a big investment in India, but it isn't met with a round of applause. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Every day, Amazon lures millions to its website with low prices and super fast shipping. But critics say those two conveniences have put too much pressure on small businesses. In India, that's an argument that intensified today after Amazon said it will invest $1 billion in digitizing small and medium-sized companies. That, it says, will allow them to use Amazon's global footprint to boost Indian-made exports. The BBC's Aranide Mukherjee has more.
Jeff Bezos has tried to assuage some concerns. Yesterday, as soon as he landed, he visited Mahatma Gandhi's memorial to pay tribute, which he tweeted himself with a picture of it, saying a couple of good things about India as well as the values. Today, he announced that big commitment, essentially the message that Amazon is prioritizing India. But the protests are still on, in fact, even as we speak, in several pockets of the country. They say that steep discounts and the offers that Amazon has made in the past has been detrimental to Indian businesses. Even at that event, we saw about 20 to 25 protesters with placards saying, "Go back, Bezos."
Amazon's also facing worries over prices on another front. India's competition watchdog has launched an antitrust probe into the company.
That's right. It's really a difficult time for Jeff Bezos to be in India. In fact, on Monday, the Competition Commission announced that it would be launching an investigation into the steep discounts and offers on mobile phones. This is based on a complaint by a retailers association based in Delhi. Those discounts have affected domestic businesses. In fact, that is something that Amazon in the past has also said has got its hands tied because of the Indian rules. So they haven't been able to capitalize on the growing Indian market as much as they would have like to. This investigation is expected to be complete in the next 60 days, but it is a difficult time because Bezos will be meeting senior government officials as well as Prime Minister Modi to try and iron out some of those concerns and differences so that it's not detrimental to Indian businesses and neither is it a setback to Amazon's expansion plans in India.
Clearly a few hurdles for Amazon to clear there. The BBC's Aranide Mukherjee in New Delhi. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's do the numbers. Germany's main stock index is lower after fresh data showed the economy, Europe's biggest, grew 0.6% last year, the weakest rate since 2013. Here in the UK, inflation slipped to a 3-year low and below the Bank of England's target. That could reinforce calls from some policymakers who have argued that a rate cut might be necessary at the next meeting. The UK government has agreed a rescue plan for troubled regional airline Flybe, which came close to collapse this week and hasn't turned a profit since 2014. But the bailout has ruffled feathers of environmentalists and some rivals, as the BBC's Dominic O'Connell explains.
The chief executive of IAG, which owns British Airways, his name is Willie Walsh. He's come out with a very strongly worded letter to the transport secretary here, Grant Shapps, about the government's assistance to Flybe. So what the government has done, it hasn't actually published all the details, but it's understood that it's allowing Flybe some time to pay what's called air passenger duty, which every airline passenger in the UK pays. It's a duty on the ticket. Airlines collect it, then give it to the government. It's saying, OK, you can have that money for a bit and we'll collect it from you later. Mr. Walsh says this is a misuse of public funds because Virgin Atlantic is a shareholder in Flybe and the biggest shareholder in Virgin Atlantic is Delta Airlines based in Atlanta, Georgia. He says that those two airlines have got more than enough resources to keep Flybe operating if they wanted to and they shouldn't have to rely on taxpayer support.
It's not just corporations that are opposed to this bailout, but also environmentalists. Why is that?
No, exactly. The UK government has this target of having the whole economy at net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The environmentalists say that it is strange to be talking about reducing duties on aviation, which is what the government has said it will do as part of this look at the whole UK connectivity and the future of Flybe, reducing that tax burden on aviation when you're trying to get to net zero carbon. You should be going the other way. The government reply says it will review the whole question of duties on aviation in line with its net zero carbon goal. How you square that circle, we await to see.
Is there a chance that this bailout could be reversed then?
I think that's unlikely. British Airways is not showing any signs of a judicial review, which is the normal procedure by which companies in the UK or individuals in the UK can challenge government decisions. The interesting thing, though, is if the government puts money behind Flybe and it gets into trouble again at a later date, well, that will look pretty embarrassing for the government and call into question the entire decision.
All right. The BBC's Dominic O'Connell. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The U.S. and China are expected to take a step toward resolving their ongoing trade dispute today by signing a Phase 1 agreement. There are a few details about what the pact includes, but as the BBC's Marie Keyworth reports, for some, progress is progress.
The world's two largest economies have been locked in a trade war for the last 18 months. One big source of tension has been around intellectual property and who owns the rights to an idea. Drew Greenblatt is boss of Marlin Steel in Baltimore. He's been a victim of Chinese intellectual theft.
We were horrified that another entity would just literally cut and paste our secret sauce and represent that it's their concepts.
He believes the trade war has helped.
We're in a short-term situation where we have to address this. It's unfortunate that it's occurring, and I'm not happy about it, but it's about time that we protect American intellectual property.
But does China feel the same? Andy Zhai is an economist based in Shanghai.
People are really worried about this ongoing confrontation, escalation. So the perception is perhaps more important than substance.
A Phase 1 agreement is soon to be signed and sealed, but that's by no means the end of the US-China trade war. The public is still waiting to see what's in this agreement and what'll be up for grabs in Phase 2. I'm the BBC's Marie Keyworth for Marketplace.
Finally, critics panned the first slate of shows released on Apple TV+, but Rotten Tomatoes reviewers have given a perfect score to the upcoming show Little America, which is inspired by true stories of immigrants in the U.S. One reviewer said the show, which premieres Friday, emphasized what America can offer at its best. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.